You know, more so for me, it's just, yeah. You know, I think like I've told you guys, I don't have a whole lot of knowledge about how any of this stuff works, and you know, doing all this, and it was just kind of, you know, I told Ryan, my agent, it was like, man, let's just get it done so I can just go play football. You know, I really would love to just know and have, you know, confirmation that this is where I'm going to be, and then now let's go work and continue to build on what we did last year and go play. So happy and relieved, you know, obviously extremely excited. It's a dream come true to be able to sign, you know, a second contract by the team, you know, that drafted me. That was, you know, one of my goals from the start. So, you know, it's excited to get it all done and get, you know, kind of rolling now.
Hey, Blake, how long did this process really take? Was it a couple of days? Was it stuff that you guys were working on for a while? And, you know, was there a sense of, you know, wanting to get it done as soon as possible?
Yeah, it was so me and my agent had talked earlier in the week, and he said that you know, they, him and the team were going to start talking about it and kind of going back and forth, and at that point you know, the timeline was kind of, you know, maybe before the combine we can get it done, and you know, so they started talking, and as the week went on, it kind of you know, progressively heated up a little bit, and you know, got closer and closer. And then I talked to Ryan this morning, and you know, he mentioned that he wanted to get it done by the end of the day. So I showed up at 4 o'clock, or a little after four, I think, and signed it about 10 minutes ago. So been here all day, you know. So it was something that, you know, I thought was interesting. Had no idea that it was this big of a process and all of this that goes into it. You know, so it was kind of cool, I think, you know, for the first time to get a bit of, you know, an experience of seeing and doing all of that.
Was there any anxiety on your part over the last month or so, just kind of not knowing?
You know, I wouldn't say necessarily that anxiety is what I had. You know, I think I definitely was looking forward to the opportunity of this happening and knowing that, you know, it was done and now in the rearview mirror, and we could move on and you know, get back to just worrying about football and, you know, not having to deal with money and contracts and all that stuff. But I think either way, you know, however this went, you know, I don't think it would have had a ton of effect on how I feel. You know, I'm thrilled to be able to stay here and play in Jacksonville and fired up to get, you know, continue to work with the guys that are here.
What exactly did you have done? How much of a procedure was that, you know, and where are you rehab-wise?
So it was 4 weeks on Friday, so it's been a little over, I guess, a day over 4 weeks. But I had a partially torn ligament on the outside, which he repaired, and then on the inside, or like right on top, I guess, was there was like kind of just some inflamed, you know, stuff in there that he just kind of cleaned up. So it was, you know, I think a scope or more of a cleanup type procedure, and 4 to 6 weeks is what he said. You know, it's been 4 weeks now. I threw Monday, Wednesday, Friday last week at, you know, a limited capacity, and, you know, kind of continue that program through that 6 week mark, and then I should be good to go and 100%.
How often did you have to take shots with that last year?
I think I got 3 cortisone shots and a PRP shot. The PRP shot didn't do anything at all, and then kind of the you know, by the 3rd cortisone shot, they were starting to last less and less long. You know, so by the end of it, you know, it was kind of, they didn't want to do really any more cortisone shots. You know, so it was let's make it through the season and get it fixed and get it right after the year.
How much did the familiarity? Sorry, I got it late. How much did the familiarity with, you know, Hackett and Doug and Dave and everybody like that make you more focused on staying here long term?
Yeah, I mean, it's no doubt, I think, by far the best fitting place for me to be. You know, the things you mentioned, you know, being with those guys, being here, being on a really good football team that has the ability to win right away, being close to family. I mean, there is a lot of things outside of football that are extremely important to me that I think Jacksonville brings and has that value. So this is, you know, definitely the place I wanted to be and the place that I wanted to find a way to make this work at.
I know you just said you just signed the deal 10 minutes ago, but has it really sunk in yet?
No, it hasn't. You know, I'm sure it'll hit me. You know, I'll have a chance to you know, spend some time, I guess, with myself tomorrow, traveling out west and really thinking about it. And I mean, it's a dream come true. I said earlier, it was, you know, my goal from the start. I think so many people want to, you know, everybody dreams of making $100 million, or, you know, the quarterbacks are kind of expected to sign that big deal. And that was never something that was very important to me. I think, you know, signing the second deal, you know, with the team that drafted you was my goal from the beginning. And you know, it's been done, and I'm excited and you know, I think thrilled and proud of myself for being able to do that. And there's obviously still a lot of work and things that need to go on.
Blake, it's Sam. Just, is it exciting for you? Was it? I heard you say that it wasn't necessarily stressful. But is it exciting for you to know that you're going to be in a spot where you're comfortable and, you know, not just the players but the coaches and all that in that situation?
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, I say it wasn't stressful, and I think that's, you know, because of the lack of knowledge I have about everything that goes on, you know. I don't know any of it, so, you know, it can't worry me because I don't know what's going on. I really just want to worry about playing football and being as successful as we possibly can. But to get it done and you know, make sure that, because this is where I wanted to be extremely badly for, you know, those reasons that you said, to be with Doug and to be with Nathaniel and to be with the guys in the locker room that we had last year. And, you know, I think just with the ability and the chemistry that we formed last year, you know, I'm extremely excited and can't wait, you know, to see what we can continue to do and build upon last year.
If I could follow up with just one real quick thing, how important was it that Doug showed so much confidence in you, particularly toward the end of the year? I mean, every time we talked to him, he said, hey, he's done enough to prove it to me.
Yeah, that was huge. You know, I think to have the support of your head coach and know that, you know, not only that he has your back in a conversation with somebody, but you know, will publicly and go out there and say that stuff and support you and make sure that everybody knows that he has the confidence in you. You know, as a player, it makes you feel good. You know, not that you get complacent or not that I got complacent or anything like that, but to know that he had my back and supported me, it meant a ton.
Hey, Blake, you had to play with a lot of rookies this year, some because of injuries, some because of their draft picks. How much do you think this offense can grow with a full offseason together and then another year?
I think it'll be, you know, I don't know. I think it's tough to put expectations on that, you know, because I didn't have a ton coming in this year. You know, it was a new system. We had a lot of young guys, like you said. But I think what we were able to do this year and what we were able to see out of those young guys, and then not only that, I think everybody being comfortable and going into the second year in Nathaniel's system, I think it's definitely set up for us to take, you know, strides in the right direction kind of significantly because, you know, those guys are only going to get older and more experienced and more comfortable in doing the things, and it's obviously the second year with familiarity in the system and concepts and all of that. So I'm excited for it. I think it could be a huge step coming up this year offensively.
Did you ever get close to missing a game because of the wrist?
No, not at all.
Blake, how does the surgery impact your throwing program out in California? I assume you said you're heading west. Is that where you're going?
Yeah, so I'll go for these next 2 weeks, kind of get me to that 6 week mark of the rehab and be 100% cleared. We came up with the program here that Trulock and us talked about. So just as far as controlling, you know, the amount of throws, the velocity, the yardage. And doing that. So that'll take place for the next 2 weeks, and then ideally I'll be cleared and back to just my normal throwing program 4 days a week, you know, trying to get everything tuned up and ready to go for OTAs.
Do you say anything to Tom or Dave or anybody about, hey, let's get A-Rob in the fold now?
You know, I didn't. I had a chance to talk to Dave briefly before I signed it and didn't. You know, I would hope that maybe he assumes that I would want A-Rob back, but, you know, that's decisions that, you know, are totally up to them, and you know, they'll do everything they can to, you know, do what's in the best interest of the team. But, you know, I think A-Rob's an incredible football player and would love to have him.